Hello, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call.
Hello and welcome to the SC Ballers Q&A podcast. I am your host, Matt Ricks. Was meant to be joined by Dan tonight, but he was a late out, unfortunately. So you've got me solo. Really looking forward to getting stuck in to the questions. Big shout out to the community for sending in questions. We've got some rippers tonight. Key themes around fullbacks, cheapies, center wing trade-ins, of course, Tommy Jenkins. Who should you be trading out for him? We've got an exciting announcement to kick the pod off. We are launching baller.live, our new website, and we're kicking off with lightning fast live Supercoach scores and stats. Plenty more to come, but we really think you're going to enjoy this enhanced live experience. We're going to have a lot of focus on live experience while the game's on. All free, no ads. Please check it out this weekend, baller.live. You'll see it on our socials, but head across. We think it's a really slick experience, and you're going to have a lot of fun with it. So, check that out this weekend, starting with tonight's Sharkies and Raiders match. All right, let's get straight into the questions, and we're going to start on fullbacks. Jace from Capalabar asks, with many bringing in JC, Jaden Campbell, Pappenhausen and Ponga this week, is there any merit in holding off at fullback to get Drinky or Teddy, who will be bottoming out as pods very soon? Yeah, good question, Jace. I don't mind actually holding on fullback this week unless we get more news on Pappenhausen and goal kicking. I think Pappy is probably the pick of the fullbacks this week, given the Ponga matchup against the Dogs. In saying that, he's got a break even of 77. And without the goal kicking, that lowers his floor a fair bit and caps his ceiling. So, look, I'm going to still give consideration for a boost for Pappy, but he's not going to be one of my first two trades. You would need a plan to go to Ponga next week in terms of cash. So I think holding off is a viable strategy this week. In terms of Drinky and Teddy, I think they're both good options, neither this week though. Teddy is a next week potential, just depending on his break-even and his price. He's got a break-even in the 120s this week. And I think that he's looking really good and involved for the Roosters, so I would be not adverse to him, but probably next week, and then you hold him through the origin period, right out his bye in round 10. Drinkwater is slightly different. They have a bye in round 7, so 2 weeks' time. He has still got more cash to lose. Cowboys have still got some tougher games coming up. Their draw to start the season has been really tricky. So I'm just getting up now. They obviously play Penrith tonight, which is a disaster, terrible fixture. Then they run into Souths in Perth, which not the worst, but then they've got the bye round 7. So I'd be looking at Drinky round 8, where they play the Titans at home, followed by the Warriors, Panthers, Manly by 12, and then Tigers 13, where they then play all the major bye rounds. So, yeah, I'm really keen on Drinky. I actually think he's possibly the best fullback option from round 8 onwards. So I'm going to be looking very strongly at getting Drinky into my team pretty quickly. Joel from the Gong asks, if running Turbo plus two gun fullbacks, what's the better play this week? A, trade Turbo sideways to one of Trell, Ponga, Pappy, Gutho, and downgrade center wings Toyo Arthurs to Jenkins? Or B, trade Turbo straight to Jenkins, bank the cash, and reassess next week? Trell plays the Storm, Ponga versus Dogs this week. Trell, they've got the Roosters this week. Ponga's got the Dogs. And then use the funds to upgrade to the likes of Hines or Jaden Campbell. Pretty similar question. I'm in this boat, so I own Turbo and Walsh plus Gutho. As I said, I think Pappenhausen is the play this week if buying a fullback. I do think getting an upgrade like Jaden Campbell is a good play. I'm actually doing that at the moment myself for my trade, so I'm downgrading. I've got Jarrell Skelton to trade to Jenkins, and then I'm going Turbo to Jaden Campbell for a week with a view to get Ponga, Teddy, or perhaps next week when it really becomes clear which one of those is the key one to get. So I like that play. I am really torn on these center wings who to downgrade, and I'm gonna order those soon. But I think they're both viable options, Joel. It's a little bit team dependent without seeing the rest of your team. I don't love Gutho as a trade in. I bought him last week, but his cash generation now is going to be capped with that 48 in his average. I think he's obviously a good player. I'm happy to own him versus Parramatta and Titans next 2 weeks, but I wouldn't be purchasing him personally. I think it's Pappy this week or nothing. Trell in the centres, I wouldn't go near. Just let him come back. He's coming back off a hammy. He's playing centre. He can obviously score really well wherever he plays, but I just think there's too many red flags there to be bringing Luttrell in for now. Have a look at him for a few weeks. And he's also 866K, which is 200K more than most of these guys. So, yep. Ponga, I actually think Ponga is probably second best after Pappenhausen, even though that Dogs is a tough game. Ponga's shown that he can score well. His hands are on everything. All their plays, playing a lot of first receiver, second receiver, and even third receiver. So, yeah, look, I think both viable strategies, and it's a little bit team dependent. But I do really like the JC purchase this week. That's what I am currently planning on doing. So don't mind that at all. And I'll touch on Nico Hines a bit later, but I'd probably be in your scenario, Joel. I'd be avoiding that play this week. Last question on our fullbacks is from Taryn on Instagram, and Taryn asks, what does Lehi Hopewadi average at fullback? This is a good question given Turbo's out for 4 to 6 weeks. Lehi is a 585K dual fullback center wing, can see his appeal. So far at fullback in his career, Lehi Hopewadi has averaged 57.6 in 5 games, and they were against the Storm, Panthers, Dragons, Souths in 2024 and the Raiders in round 3 this year. Lehi has shown very good potential. I don't think he's going to be quite given the keys to that attack yet. Cherry's obviously very dominant, and they've got some really other, strong attacking guns on both sides of the park. Lehi has the potential, no doubt, to score very well and average really well playing fullback. I just think given that Turbo's coming back, Manly have a very tough run now. So they play the Storm this week. And then they're going to run into some other tricky matchups, plus a bye in round 9. So they play Melbourne, Cronulla, St. George, Penrith, by Cronulla. So they have a few home games in there, but yeah, I'd be skipping Lehi at this point in time. Very good little draft pickup for those who play draft. So moving on to cheapies now, and Paddy from Ireland. G'day to Paddy. He asks, I want to make a trade Jenkins in, but who should I get rid of? Toya, Tamale, Toa, or Arthurs? This is a conundrum that a lot of super coaches are facing this week. With all the center wings very homogenous in their setups, there aren't a lot of great downgrade options at the moment, given that a lot of these cash cows are starting to really grow in value and still have some more cash to make. So I'm going to rank these, but I'm also going to throw in a couple more players who are highly owned. So that's Adam Dewey and Jackson Purdue as well. So I'm going to say that Stafford Toa is the best sell out of that lot. He's 355K, break even of 8. They've got the Broncos this week. I think he can obviously still make cash, but I think he's capped compared to the others, and he's just not as good a rugby league player as the others as well. And his role at centre is not conducive to good scores. He's pretty much unplayable in your 17. So I'd be pretty keen to be moving him on as number one. Number two, I would be selling Adam Dewey. I think Dewey has a break even of 22. He's around 450K. That's the main reason that I would he be number two on my list, just given he's that extra sort of 100, 150K compared to these other guys. So you get a bit more value out of him. He does have the dual, which is excellent, especially at this time of year when you're flipping guys up from 5'8". People are selling Metcalf. So that's really handy. I just think that Dewey's role in that team is tricky and their draw is tough. They got the Broncos away this week. He's also carrying some sort of groin injury, which we don't know a lot about. We just know that he's probably going to play this week. So, yeah, he'd be my number two. Jesse Arthurs, number three. This is where it starts getting into the I really don't want to sell category. So Arthurs, 507K, break even around 50. I think that the matchups are still too good that you need to. And Arthurs is still too highly owned that you want him in your team. If he goes out and scores a double or a hat trick and tons up, you're really behind the eight ball against the rest of the field here. So I'd be doing a lot to try and avoid selling Arthur. In saying that, I do think he's better sell than the next three that I'm going to talk about. So sell number four is Robert Toya. He's 300K, break even of 22. Look, Toya's been amazing so far, base plus power. He really has only had the attacking stats in that round one game versus the Broncos, where he made that line break and set up a try. He hasn't scored yet. He's had a few injury-affected performances as well, particularly against the Warriors in round two. I think Toya has the potential to be a 500-600K centre wing, and he's extremely playable every week. We're basically seeing his floor at 40, 35 to 40. He's got a tough matchup against Trell this week. I'm probably going to sit him. But, yeah, he's one that I'd be very keen to sit. To keep in my team. The last two, five and six, are Jackson Padu and Sav Tamale. I wouldn't be selling either of these if you still own any of the other guys above them. Both have minus 10 break evens and still plenty of cash to be made. You know, tricky-ish matchups this week, but that's okay. You can sit them if you want to. But yeah, definitely not moving them on for Jenkins. I will say Jenkins obviously is probably about as must buy as you can get, minus 94 break even. So yeah, any of those center wings I think try and hold as many of them as you can. But if you have to sacrifice a gun fullback for a week at the flex position, I think that's okay too. And obviously remiss of me not to mention young GI Giamatz Shibasaki. Do not sell him, minus 50 BE. That's a really tricky purchase option this week. And I'm not sure what I would do in that situation. I think it's really comes down to team dependency and slots that you have in your center wing. All right, Jackson from X asks, Jackson on X asks, does Arthurs have more money to make or is he cooked? Look, we spoke about it there. Arthurs could make more money. I don't think he has heaps more money to be made. He could easily drop a 50 this week and he'll stay at that 500K price. As I referenced, I would love to hold him, do everything you can to hold. Match up versus the Tigers this week, which is really juicy. They're going to have the highest expected points of the round, the Broncos. Then he runs into the Roosters at home next week where he plays against Dom Young. And Dom Young, that we know that edge is very susceptible and one of the most fertile supercoach scoring edges in the league. So I would, yeah, definitely be wanting to hold on to him for the next couple of weeks at least. Then reassess. They got Warriors away, which they'll still be strong favourites for, but it's a little bit tougher matchup. We could get a bit of dew, a bit of rain. So that's a bit of a wait and see. So yeah, I'm a big advocate to hold Arthurs for two more weeks. Nicholas on Instagram asks, is Jack Cole a hold with Cleary back? Haven't actually run into many Jack Cole owners this year, so it's a good question. He's averaging 59.3 after his 105 last week. Last year, in four games over 70 minutes, he averaged 61.8. So we can see he's got that in him of, he's probably going to be a 50 to 60 average. He is currently in that, so he's got a break even of four. And I'll just check he's currently priced at 489K. So he's got a little bit more cash to make. Look, Nicholas, I wouldn't be selling him this week. He's got a good matchup against the Cows. I don't think I'd be super keen to play him in my 18 with Cleary back. But at a pinch, I would. So he's a good pot option. Look, you've got him. We've a really good score last week. See how he goes this week. It's really a decision for next week. I'd be holding on for now. All right, trading targets, center wing. So Pat the Mailman on X asks, when are you thinking about jumping to Herbie and Lomax in center wing? This is a great question. Herbie and Lomax have both looked really, really strong to start the season with very little attack. Herbie scored a try without a line break and Zach has scored no tries and the Eels have scored no points. So his goal-kicking points are down, but they both look very active and involved. In fact, Herbie is sixth overall for base plus power for any position for the season so far. That is incredible. So Herbie's work rate has gone nowhere. Neither of these teams have won a game either. So Herbie, I'll start with, he's 709K, break-even of 64. I just don't think you can go wrong with Herbie. He's a really good pod. He's only 4% owned. The Finns draw, that opens up from round 8 and they play the first two major bye rounds. So I think getting Herbie in from round 8 onwards is the play. They've got a couple of tricky fixtures in the next 2 weeks. They've got the Titans away, which isn't the worst, but not the easiest either. And then they have Penrith next week up at Suncorp. Penrith then Storm, both at Suncorp, but both obviously very tricky matchups. Look, you just can't go wrong with Herbie. If you feel like getting him in now, go for it. But I think, round 8 onwards would be the go for me. Zach Lomax, he's 740K BE of 90. And he's, as mentioned, he's had basically no attack so far this season. He looks really involved, really strong. He'll play Origin, obviously, so a little bit different to Herbie, but he does goal kick. So, bit of a trade-off there. I still think he'll probably average better than Herbie over the period, but it's just missing those couple of games. The big thing with Zach is that he has a bye in round 8. So you really can't go near him for the next 2 weeks. Even with a bit better matchup this week against the Dragons, he could pop. I'd just be hesitant with that bye on the horizon. And looking at more him as a round 9 purchase and then just holding him through the year, he'll no doubt end up as a top 4 centre wing to finish the year. All right, James on X has a question surrounding gun selections through to the buys. So his question is, pick two of the following with the round 12 buy in mind, Hines, Cleary and Gutho. Look, Hines this week is 775K, break even to 65. So I can see why people are jumping there. I'm a big advocate to get to Hines and Cleary quickly. I think, though, in the context of Metcalf and Turbo being tradeouts this week, I'd probably be looking away from Nico just this week. His BE is going to go down next week, given he had a 60 and he had his big ton. I think he had 115 a couple of weeks ago. He's going to drop out of his rolling average. Yeah, he's a really tricky one, Nico. He's not the Nico Hines from 22-23. We know that. Trindle's getting a lot more touches per game. Hines is sometimes stepping up to take that in a really nice role where he's hitting those guys on the edges or running it. But Trindle's just doing a lot more of it. So I think we just need to manage our expectations on Nico a little bit. I think that he's priced at about what he's going to average right now. So it's really about picking your spot and putting into context of the rest of your team and your other targets. So I'm going to say Nico is not a must by this week by any means. Cleary, on the other hand, I think is a must this week. I'd be super coaches have been handed a bit of a godsend with Turbo getting injured that it makes the path to Cleary very easy this week. He's the number one target I'd be bringing in if I didn't own him already to sell Turbo to. So Cleary, definitely get him in your team as soon as possible, hopefully this weekend. Gutho, as I mentioned earlier, Gutho I'm happy to own, and especially for the next couple of weeks. Gutho is just, unfortunately, a bit of a week-by-week proposition. We don't have enough information, data, and eyes on his role in that Dragons team yet. It looks good, but it's only been 3 games, and one of them was in the wet against the Storm. So I really want to get the sample up on that. 2 more games we'll get to see next 2 weeks. I would be not bringing Gutho in. If I owned, definitely just have a look at him for 2 weeks, James. And then I think he'll be either one. If he can keep up the role, then we can hold him through really comfortably, or you can be looking to move him onto a Teddy or Drinkwater in that round 8 period. So that's how I would be playing that. So if I have to nail 2, I would go Hines and Cleary for that. I just think you just can save yourself a lot of headaches trading a halfback, and then you can just sort of navigate the buy period as required. All right, guys, that'll do us out for the Q&A pod today. A few really good questions in there. Pretty interesting week, if not the busiest week of the year. Really take some time to give some consideration to who you're selling to Jenkins and how it impacts your team for both this week and next week. Keep an eye out for Pappenhausen with the goal kicking. Think he's still a tremendous buy-in. He's going to average really well. He's had an extra week off that ankle. Big shout out to all my fellow Tommy Turbo sellers. It didn't come off for us last week, but we'll dust ourselves off and get on with the rest of the season. Still a long way to go and plenty of ground to be made up. All right. Thank you very much for joining, guys. Don't forget, check out baller.live. Check out our social media, Instagram, X, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. We're going off on TikTok for some reason, so make sure you give us a follow on there and check us out. And thank you very much to everyone who submitted questions, and looking forward to round 5 of NRL Supercoach this weekend. Thanks, everyone.